Welcome back to another episode of The Enigma of Mental Health with me, Sia. And today I have a very special guest. She's one of my closest friends. Her name is Sans, and she will be telling us about how expectations affect mental health.
Hey.
So Sans, can you like tell us about how expectations have affected your mental health?
So, you know, when your expectations are low, to be honest, you're more content with yourself because your expectations are low. So you think you're doing the best you can do. And at some point, you're even happy with like a B or a C. There's nothing wrong with that. For me, it was like that in primary school. So I wasn't the smartest kid. Still not. But in primary school, my grades were not the best. And I didn't even want to improve because my expectations with myself were not that high. So I was like, oh, you can't even do it anyway. So why bother trying, you know? And I wasn't surrounded by people who actually wanted to get good grades, who actually wanted to do good. And in grade 7, it was a whole different scene because I was surrounded with people like you and Mahak and all of those people who wanted to get like really good grades. And their definition of good grades differed from mine, like by a lot.
Yeah.
Like in grade 7, Sia's definition of good grades was getting a 95 in everything. And mine was like getting an A.
Yeah.
I was happy with an 80. And Sia was there like, oh my God, I didn't get a 95. And I was just like, oh, people actually do that. I thought that was only in movies. So, and then I like started working harder and I wanted to improve because everyone around me was trying to do the same thing. So it like affects you and then you want to do good. And I feel like, I think grade 7 first term was the first time I got all A's in my report card. Like there was no other letter than A or A star in that report card. And I was so happy that day. Like right now I could get a 99 or 100 and I will not be as happy as I was at that time.
Yeah.
Because I never expected myself to do that, you know? I never expected myself to not get a single B. And I did it and my confidence did increase, but not at the same level as my expectations, because I was like, well, if I can do this, I can do that, you know?
Yeah.
So my expectations increased by a lot and my confidence did not. So that led to a lot of disasters. And then I started to achieve more and more things. And it's not even like the big things, you know. I mean, there was one huge thing, but then the rest were like smaller things, like getting a 7 instead of a 6, you know, in out of 8. And like when you don't get that very often, it really shocks you in a way. And you're just like, oh my God, if I can do this, then I can do this for every single subject, you know? So that's when your expectations start to increase. I mean, it's good in a way, but then the way I thought of it, like your expectations with yourself should increase, but to a certain limit, because the way I was seeing it was, at the end of the year, I could get 100 in most of the subjects, you know?
Yeah.
Because
exactly,
if I could go from a B to an A this quick, then I can go from an 80 to a 95 really quick. And you really can't do that, especially if you're like growing up and your syllabus becomes more harder, there's more.
Yeah.
And that's the time my mental health started like degrading.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's different for different people. It's like everyone has a different capacity, right? And everyone is different. Like sometimes if I study for 2 hours, maybe you could study the same thing in an hour. So my capacity is different than your capacity. So it's wrong to compare with others because everyone is different. Sometimes you might be good at one particular subject and the other person might not be good in that subject, but maybe better than you in the other subject. But you should not compare yourself with others. You know, you have to strive to be better yourself and not compare with others, because, you know, there's always going to be someone out there who's going to win and someone out there who's going to lose. But that should not, like, bring you down. Not at all. Just motivate yourself, you know?
And I have been comparing myself to, like, particular people who are good at everything, okay? Like, in my mind, they're good at everything. Like, Sia, in my mind, she's good at almost every single thing that I can think of. Like, she can dance, she can bake, she can study, she can play a guitar. Like, damn. And there are times that I've compared myself to you and to, like, other people. And I feel like, and then I think about what my abilities are, and the only thing I can think of is binge watching a show, like a whole season of a show in a day. Like, it could be 24 episodes and I can finish it in one day. And that's the only thing I can think of. And it, like, really affects you, because you're like, if I can do that, then I can do other things, but I just don't want to. So you call yourself lazy and all of those things. And then
you doubt yourself a lot. And that's something I've noticed with you since a long time. Like, you doubt yourself and you have this big wall around yourself. And, you know, Sans, let me tell you this. You're, like, capable of so many great things. Like, come on. You got into WSC, right? And you were so happy. And you did so good. Seriously, though. You did so much better than me at sometimes. You
that
know?
Was one thing I never expected to do.
It's like
getting into WSC was, like, the biggest achievement of my life. Like, I wasn't that happy getting into, like, Sydney or Yale than I was getting into, like, a debate club. Because, you know, the first batch we went, everyone, I considered everyone to be, like, the smartest of the smartest.
I know, exactly.
And then you're like, I got in?
I know, that was the biggest achievement.
Like, you're so surprised. But then after that, you're surrounded by, like, really smart people who have really high expectations for themselves. And then you start comparing yourself to them again. It's an endless cycle at this point. I feel like I have gotten better. Wouldn't say the best, but I have gotten better compared to, like, a year ago or something.
Yeah.
And really proud of myself for doing that.
I mean,
as you should be.
Okay.
That was a joke, please don't take it seriously. Anyways,
okay, let's move on. And so I mean, I completely agree with that. Like, with WSC came a lot of stress, anxiety, and the willingness to do better than others. And I think that was just at some point that just became so hard and so stressful for all of us. And with that, managing school and everything, it felt like a burden, you know? I feel like if we weren't like this, we would be able to enjoy the entire process even more.
I know, I barely enjoyed the process. I was so focused on everything else that I barely enjoyed the process. And to be honest, WSC was probably the best thing that ever happened to me. And I'm sad because I couldn't enjoy it as much as I would want to. But then again, it's fine because I learned, like, a lot of things from that experience that I probably would not have in, like, anything else.
Yeah, all thanks to Sarai.
Yes. And I'm sad that you're leaving.
Okay.
So we all want to get into a good university, right?
Yeah.
And we feel like universities, they ask us for, like, the most impossible things, but they really don't. And most of my fear of sending in a university application, even though it's, like, 2 years away, it's because of movies. and TV shows because they make it look so difficult and easy at the same time. And you're just like, what?
I know, I know.
You know?
Yeah. Oh my God, like, movies, like, they can be so unrealistic, but then the thing with us is, like, we forget that that's not reality, you know? They talk about how a person who's dancing the entire day suddenly gets into Harvard, and it's like, what? That works? I didn't know.
No, right? But, like, I mean, she could have gotten in with, like, a dance scholarship, but they don't show that. They show that she's a really, really bright kid who's good at dancing, who looks good, who's the main character, and all of those things. But, and then we forget that it's not real because that movie looks so real.
Yeah.
And then we start doubting ourselves again.
Obviously. It's like, it doesn't end. It really doesn't. We just keep...
Mm-hmm.
We just keep comparing ourselves to others, and you know, it's so wrong because we're all different again, and we're all good at something, you know, all of us bring something positive into the world, and it's so, so wrong to just compare yourselves constantly. It's like, if I'm good at something, you might be good at something else. Like, for example, I love baking. I consider myself okay at baking, and you're so good at cooking. So it's different for like the both of us, but it's not like we're bad at something, or, you know, it's like we have to see the positive in life, like not always like focus on the negative, because we've been doing that a lot.
Yeah. And like, I could actually learn so much about stuff that you know and I don't know, but I'm too busy comparing myself to you, being like, wait, why can she do this but I can't do that, you know? Like, I don't see, like, there's a voice inside my head that just keeps nagging me about these things, like, if someone else can do it, why can't I do it? And it's like, can you stop? Can you, like, shush for a while?
Same, you know, I can relate to that, like, 100%.
And, you know, before, I didn't really care about my mental health. Like, I was so cold to people. Like, even before this podcast, the biggest question Sia asked me was, are you ready to open up?
Yeah.
Because I have always been so cold to everyone. Like, I never wanted to talk about my feelings. I still don't most of the time, but I don't want to talk about how bad my mental health is or how I'm like actually suffering. I just want people to see like the cool me with big air quotes, because no. And I felt like being mean and cold was cool for some reason. I just thought it was cool. So I was so mean to everyone. And I was, now when I look back, I'm like, why?
Yeah.
You know? And right now, I feel like mental health, in some way, it has become a joke.
Yeah.
I don't want to say this. I don't want to upset people, but it actually has. Like, I have seen so many TikToks and so many Instagram posts about people complaining about how they're depressed. But are you really depressed or are you just sad? I don't think depression lasts for, like, 2 hours.
Exactly.
Like, it's not a turn on and off button. And then the people who actually are depressed or who actually have those problems, they're like, oh wait, I'm probably just overreacting because everyone else is, and it has become such a trend.
Yeah, like,
it's so sad when you think about that, because so many people are hiding it, but also like a lot of people are coming out with their stories.
Yeah,
like, but then everyone treats that as a joke because most people make it a joke. They'll just think it's a joke.
Exactly.
And they won't talk about it that often. Or even if they do, others will think it's a joke because a lot of people nowadays do it for clout. They just do it for trend. They just do it to get more views. And it's so sad when you think about it.
So you were talking to me about like a TikTok, right? Where a person basically says that if you have a clear phone case, you're bisexual. Like, what? Where did that come from?
That TikTok was probably the stupidest TikTok I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but you're treating people's sexuality as a joke. Like, just because I like a phone case doesn't mean I have a whole different sexuality. And yes, it arises more questions within people. Like, people start to question their sexualities more. And, like, yes, they might find out something new, but then doing that also makes it a huge joke.
Yeah. It's like I feel so bad for the people who went through, like, coming out before as bisexual or just coming out in general, and to go through not being as accepted. And then now they're seeing people treat this as a joke, as a trend. And I think that can be so damaging to that person. Like, this is not a joke. Like, some things are meant to be taken seriously and not be joked around with.
Yeah, that's pretty similar with, like, depression and anxiety and all, like, the mental health disorders that people have these days. It has become such a trend and such a joke that people who are actually suffering through that, they also think it's a joke. And then they put more pressure on themselves to improve it. Like, I have seen so many TikToks and so many Instagram posts and stories about their crippling mental health, air quotes, and they treat it as a on-off button. Like, they're like, oh my god, I am so depressed, and then 2 hours later they're not.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that depression has to be sad. I'm not saying that you always have to be sad and, like, lay in your room and stuff when you have depression. Like, there are people who are hiding it, and there are people who are, like, putting a smile on their face even though they're, like, suffering on the inside. But
yeah,
it has become such a trend that people do this on purpose
for attention,
and they treat it as a joke. Yeah, for clout.
Yeah.
To get more views.
Exactly.
Like, especially, I have seen so many YouTubers make videos about how they're suffering and their mental health and how much drama there is. But at the end of the day, we find out that they just created that drama just to get more views.
Yeah.
Like, they did all of that just to get more views so they can make more money off it. But there's this really good YouTuber that you guys should watch. Her name is Unjaded Jade. And to be honest, the only reason my mental health is this good right now is because of that push that she gave me, like, while watching her videos. I found out about her through, like, those IGCSE videos.
I think we all watch them.
And of course we do. Like, who doesn't want them A's, you know? And I fell in love with her personality, and she was always so positive. Like, I know that's not real, but in her video, she just made everything seem so positive, and she brought, like, a positive mindset to every negative situation. And that gave me a push to try and improve myself, like, my mental health. It wasn't just about the grades. It wasn't just about how my body looked, but it was about how I felt. And she was really helpful. You guys should watch her.
Yeah, you're
really, like, highly recommend.
Yeah. And another thing I want to ask you is, like, this kind of pressure that you put, it's mainly yourself, right? I mean, you've told me this before, but it's mainly yourself, and it's not even parents. It's us as teenagers. Like, we put this pressure on ourselves sometimes. It's not always, like, teachers or parents. It's sometimes ourselves, and we overthink things, and we get so stressed about them. And I think we really need to change that. And, you know, we're good just as we
because
are.
Because, right, and right now, my parents, they're actually proud of me and, like, did not think that would happen. But, like, when you actually think about it, they are proud of me. They're happy with what I'm doing. And they don't want me to be that child who just studies all the time. Even though even though they might say it sometimes, but they don't really want that from us. And the reason my expectations with myself is so high, and like the reason my mental health is not like the best it could be, it's mostly because of myself and the pressures I put on myself rather than my parents. And for the longest time, I was blaming others for things that I did. Like, everything I did wrong, I was blaming someone else for it, until, like, at some point, you just get tired of that, and then you're just like, but it's because of you. Like, if you didn't put that much pressure on yourself, it would have been so much better. But then that's putting more pressure on yourself. It's an endless cycle. It never ends.
I know. It's just too much. Like, I know it's a lot harder for us to handle with this whole online school. I mean, I want to say this because COVID has been a major factor of my stress, at least. Like, first, I'm worried about, obviously, what's been going on in this world. Secondly, there's so much pressure put on us for, like, studies and tests. And even, like, with international tests that are coming forward, I'm just so nervous and stressed about how we're going to do that. Like, how is that going to happen? And not seeing my friends kind of just makes me feel like I have no support. Like, and that's kind of one reason why, like, I've started to, like, build up this pressure within me. And now I myself have such unrealistic expectations from myself. Like, it's just, it's very degrading, and it's like, it's not good for me. Like, it's not good for anyone, to be honest. Like, don't put so much pressure on yourself.
Same.
Like, take it slow. Go with your own pace. You know, you're going to be fine. You know, as long as you work hard and you get that little push, it's going to be fine. You just have to work hard consistently, and it's going to be okay. Go with your own flow. And obviously, at the end of the day, we all have the same destination, which is to get good grades. And good grades can be defined differently for each one of us. So get what's best for you.
Yeah. And, like, try to do some of those things that sound, like, really cheesy, but they have worked for so many people, and there is a slight chance that it might work for you. I came across this little quote called, so whenever I'm doing something very normal, like I'm just sitting in my desk studying, I sometimes say to myself, if this isn't good, I don't know what is. And I got this from a YouTuber, I don't remember who, but and that YouTuber read it from a book. So it's like, every time you're doing something so normal, just like saying to yourself, if this isn't good, what is? Like, some people don't even have that desk you're studying on. Some people don't have, they can't get themselves educated because they don't have the tools. Like, and we take so many things for granted. And just saying, like, that little thing, like, it can be cheesy. You don't have to say it out loud. Just say it to yourself. And honestly, it helps a lot.
Yeah, and write down what you're grateful for. I know Sans has been doing that. Like, you can talk about your experience with that. Something you're grateful about.
Yeah, so I made this November daily thing on my Notion. And so I made, like, this whole column for myself that each month I wanted to improve on, like, one skill, like, at least one skill. So for November, it was, like, my typing speed, because that was very slow and I did not know about that. And yes, it has improved, but I also put, like, other columns. So every morning I used to ask myself if the day was good, if the day was good. And every morning it would be like, I hate it here. Like, I can read it and it would be like, I hate it here. Why do I have to wake up so early? I hate online school. It was stuff like that. And then and then at night before I slept, it had become like a routine for myself. I tried to do that because I felt like if so many people are swearing by it, there is a slight chance that it might work for me. And it did. Yeah. And at night, I would try to ask myself something that I'm grateful for, like in myself. It didn't have to relate to the money, or it didn't have to relate to the food I was eating or anything like that, but something just about me, you know, because I'm not earning that money. So,
yeah,
you know, like I'm not earning that money. I'm not cooking that food. I mean, I mostly do, but I'm not cooking that food. So I had to find out something that I was grateful for, like myself. You know, like in my own body. And I am very insecure, as we all know.
Yeah.
Actually, most of you don't even know that, but I am very insecure. And, you know, doing that, and at night, every single entry that I have, except for the exam season one, that was every single entry that I have, it was stuff like it was a good day. Even though I was not as productive as I wished to be, it was still a good day. And now when I read through all of that, it feels so good, because in October, I did not feel that way. You know, in October, I was so sad about everything. I was so angry about everything. Like it started to get cold. I hate the cold. So I was like, oh my God, why do I have to get up at 6 a.m. every morning for online school?
Yeah.
I was mad about everything. But in November, I didn't see a huge change in myself. But now that I read through it, I can actually see that. And
yeah.
It does affect you to a certain level. But don't trust others when it comes to your mental health, unless it's like a psychiatrist or something.
Yeah,
like,
that's very important.
Because everyone has different brains.
Yeah, do not diagnose yourself.
But yeah. Don't take someone else's word for it unless they're like a professional in the field.
Yeah,
you know, just try to do something that makes you happier, or that you think will make you happier.
Exactly. Okay, so Sans, I have one last question to ask you, and this is a question that I've been asking everyone, and I feel like this has one of the greatest impacts on mental health. You know, this will define exactly what your mental health is. So the question is, what is one thing you would like to change about
yourself? Drumroll, please.
Okay. Okay, let's repeat that.
Drumroll.
What is one thing you would like to change about yourself, and why?
When you ask that question, the first thing that comes into mind is like the thousand things that I want to change about myself. But then, to be honest, it would probably be the way I view things. Like, I would like to try, like, I would like to give myself a push to be happier, or to look at things in a different way that would make me happier, and, like, stop doubting myself so much, or, like, start to appreciate what my body does for me, or what other people do for me, and not think about like negative things all the time. Yeah, that probably would be one.
Yeah, that's a very, very positive thought. And now, to just, you know, end the note a little bit, I want to say something to everyone out there. Again, I'm repeating this, it's everyone is different. Everyone has a different capacity. I have to emphasize this thought, because you need to understand that you can't be exactly like your inspiration. Like, you cannot be that person, exactly that person. You have to be yourself, you know, and you have to be the best version of yourself. So
yeah, and not compare yourself to others. So some things might work for someone else, but it might not work for you. And everyone has a different way of thinking. And yes, you might want to change that, but sometimes it just doesn't change completely. And that's okay. You know, that's completely okay. And you need to understand that it's okay. And what works for others may not work for you.
Yeah.
So
I completely agree. And lastly, I want to say, I hope you all had a good day today, and I wish you all the best with your mental health. Signing off, and see you guys in the next episode. Bye.